Let us be reminded of God's promise in Isaiah 61:7-8. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. That's joy, which is rejoicing and gladness with a shout in the middle. And that's an everlasting joy, too. The Lord rewards those who diligently seek Him, and I must add that I have sought the Lord at His request for, lo, all these years, and I believe I am living in the reward. He didn't persecute me for my wrongs. He corrected me to a better heading. He didn't prosecute me as in a court of law. He took me to a place to heal the wounds which drove me off the deep end. So much of my life had to do with being afraid. What is it one preacher says? If you're afraid, go with God anyway. Go forward with Jesus and tell the truth, even if your voice shakes. If He did it for me, He'll do it for you too. We don't have to be wounded all the days of our lives. There's a choice to be made there. What do you want? Do you just want to make it through the muddle in the middle, merely surviving life? Regardless of all my confidence, I can safely say, from hard-won experience, no one nowhere is able to run their lives by themselves. We can't, simply can't do it alone. There is no way anyone can escape the gravity of Earth, the pull of this world on their own. I have been abandoned, rejected, made to be isolated and isolated myself, and felt overwhelmingly alone. But through it all, God has been there. He and I have pressed forward, in the now, every step of the way. Regardless of who doesn't like me, disagrees with me, won't return my calls, or feigns to be my friend, yet doesn't speak to me at church or on the street, I have determined I am going on with God, no matter what or who. Check out another one of God's promises. Isaiah 54:4. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Neither be confounded, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth. I love the part where it says, neither be confounded, meaning to not let yourself be insulted, offended, or wounded to the point of nearly bleeding to death. And then he says, you will not be put to shame or disgraced, basically meaning the Lord will lead us in a path where we don't have to suffer the loss of honor due to humiliation, nor that we will forget the stupid stuff we did when we were ignorant and young, but the shame of those days will be resolved into strength, maturity, and faith. Friends, now there's the word of the Lord to cling to. I know of a fellow who was reminded by the enemy of all the dumb stuff he did as a young man. Reminded so often it just seemed to be a probability that's the way the rest of his life was going to be. He began to believe he was as terrible as hell would have him believe he was. He called me on the phone and asked me straight out if I thought he was a failure. And with all power I answered, absolutely not, never, in the name of Jesus. The Lord said in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication, declares the Lord. Hell will bring against us all of our don'ts, wants, can'ts, and should'ves as judgments lodged against us to wound us to death. But God says we have the power, by the blood of Jesus, to refute those accusations because we are the children of light, servants of the Most High God, who sets our feet on firm footing and leads us beside still waters. Even if your life is burned to the ground and there's nothing but ashes and soot left, God knows how to build again. So from the sludge of a burned-out life, new life springs forth like gold sticking out of the ground. Stand up, church. It ain't over till it's over. You may be down, but you're not out. I've not heard the bell yet, so get up and fight. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And that's a big think about it right there.